lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Prolific scorers throughout NHL hockey history.
Yeah.
If I go Lemieux, who would you say?
Wayne Gretzky.
Lindros.
Guy Lafleur.
Mario.
Mario who?
Super Mario, Pittsburgh.
You just said him.
Lemieux.
You said Lemieux.
Oh, I didn't.
So you're already repeating this.
No, I didn't say Lemieux.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Want to take something back?
Yeah, that's rude.
The proof is in the pudding.
Oh, man.
Well, the pudding is...
Time for the crossover.
NHL hockey history.
Yeah.
If I go Lemieux...
We'll listen to it again. It's time for the crossover, brought to you by Bay Alarm. Rest easy. We've got you covered. BayAlarm.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah.
I got to give you guys credit, not just on the Steve Kerr interview, but it was brought to my attention that you guys had a segment early Friday, Willard and Dibbs, about jobs you've been let go from.
Oh, that was more
and
than
a segment. And they said that should be the Sports Bay Area Hall of Radio
Hall
of Fame.
It was a long segment, and it was
felt like it was about 2 hours.
It was more me than him, because, I mean, he got fired once, and it was pretty cute, and it was clean. But I got fired six times, maybe seven. And so I laid it all out.
Oh, that was great.
I laid it all out.
That was fantastic.
And it kind of spun off of what we did in the crossover, where we talked about, you know, me getting fired and the assistant PD crying. And yeah, it's funny because when I got rehired by this company, he was there. And that was kind of part of the surprise, like, rehiring is I got to see Steiny.
Now, that real quick, to both of you, when you got rehired, did you still have feelings from the fire to where, you know what, I don't know if I want to go back?
Nope. I mean, feelings maybe, but at the same time, like, kids got to eat, right? I mean, at the time.
It's funny. I actually had a media executive say to me one time, I was just sitting there with him, we're having a conversation about, because I think all of us go through this with families. Sometimes we work odd hours, weekends, whatever, nights sometimes as you're coming up. And that can come back and bite you and everything. And he looks at me and goes, you know, the thing is that sometimes your families don't understand is that you guys, when you get a job offer, you say yes. You have to say yes. And I'm like, yeah, it is kind of that way.
Yep.
It's not the best negotiating position.
No.
Anyway, totally off subject. Who wants to go to the Sharks-Canadians game in a suite with all of us on Tuesday, March 3rd? This is a week from tomorrow.
It's going down.
We got the suite, okay?
We're gathering timber.
Two.
That's a five.
Nice. First of all, before you win, will you ask yourself, like, go into your little calendar and find out if you're available.
Mm.
Don't win if you can't come. It's a week from tomorrow. In the evening, 7 o'clock game, puck drops.
Canadians.
Sharks. Canadians, okay? But if you can go, all you need to do is, not right now, be the eighth caller to our contest line at 415-523-4652. When you'll know. Like, we'll give you the little cue, but that's happening here in the crossover today and every day this week.
Man.
Now, will you two be going?
Yes. Oh, we just talked. It's done.
Absolutely.
Deal.
Where's remember, it's not.
Just trust us.
Where's the reservation?
I don't have any reservations. I'm going.
It's
You're having a great
crossover.
We're going
to Joe's
right
on the hill.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
When?
That's up to you all.
No.
Yeah, you guys got to pick a date.
We could do it ASAP.
Yeah, we could anytime. Yeah.
Available. Go ahead.
When are you?
I run my schedule, so just give me a date, Dibs.
All of them.
Yeah, I'm going
to Dibs is like,
Dibs
is the only non-empty.
I'll be fine.
Right.
Just give me notice and I'm fine.
Let's Original avoid. Joe's is done.
Fine. Then call them.
All right.
Call them and make the reservation.
Now, the action's in the bar area, so we could just try to do it that way, get a table at the bar. It's risky.
Again, you know my rule. If Dibs and I don't pull out a credit card, I don't care where you take us.
You hear him, Steiny?
That's all I care.
Place expensive. Seriously. It is, Goo. And you just gave Little D, 300.
Well, he actually got six. We can use that, man. My dad gave him three. He was only supposed to get three. Nice. I cashed that request. Gosh. Three.
Don't send that back. Yeah. Man, send that back.
How old
play you, don't 22. They?
22.
They play you.
Yep.
They play you. Oh.
Anyway. I mean, yeah. I mean, my second son graduated college, and he knew that congrats. I gave the first son a girl. So Quest got a girl, and so Keon's like, yeah, Dad, I'm graduating. I mean,
where's it
Venmo, PayPal, Zelle. Man. What do you want to do, Dad? So it's like, all right.
They don't keep it score.
No doubt. Yeah. They talk to each other. Dang it.
You know how it is.
Those kids, yep. So anyway.
Question is, do they talk to Myla? Because she's going to be itchy at 18
when
or
she
21.
Graduates, she might get my dentures. I mean, she might get my walker. She's not getting nothing from Dad.
Well,
if I'm there, she's lucky. That's what she gets. She gets me with a pulse.
Were the Warriors lucky yesterday?
No.
They played hard. Shocked me.
They did, and it was a good spot. I mean, Denver, three games in 3.5 days.
Does that matter?
Yes, it matters. It matters.
Like, I know it does, but damn.
It matters, but you still have to go out there and, like, knock down threes. And I texted our group about we do our triples for autism thing. And if they hit 10, awesome. Then, you know, it gets paid.
That thing got paid.
They hit 10, like, in the first quarter and a half.
It always does, yeah.
It was crazy.
The third quarter was bad.
One time. Only one time this year that they only hit 9.
Wow.
I think the triples for autism, whoever put it together.
They balling.
Well, they put it together last year. And I don't think they were aware that the Warriors were only going to shoot threes this year. Only threes. So it's like,
that's their thing.
You might as well just make the 82 donations now. And then we, you know, save each other time, which is wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, yay the fight for autism.
Yeah.
Triples for autism. Pat Nelly.
But the point is they hit that so early because it was just, I mean, threes. It was ridiculous.
I felt San Antonio game all over. And then when Denver went up, I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Yep.
A moral victory. But no, Pods went berserk.
Yeah, I was at my son's CYO game and got a text from Dan Dibley that said, well, we'll always have the first half.
Okay, real quick.
And I was like, Willard,
they have a CYO game on Sunday?
Like almost exclusively.
Always, yeah.
Isn't that
the world has changed?
It's Saturday and Sunday. And
shout out St. Anne's in the union.
You're going to love this and you're going to respect it, but no tip time before noon on Sunday.
Almost makes it worse.
No, it's after church. So you go to church. And
what
then,
happened to Saturday?
Also known as after flag football.
Okay.
Because flag football does not have such rules.
Right.
So they are playing Sunday morning every week.
Saturday we go all day. I do 9 games and, I mean, first game's at 9 and last game's at 5. And then Sunday, not till noon. Shout out JC.
So how old are these CYO kids?
Well, that it runs the whole gamut, but mine just turned 12.
So that's like sixth grade?
Sixth grade.
Okay, so is this within the realm of possibility? I got a buddy back east who coaches CYO, claims to coach CYO.
Right.
I think it's 7th and 8th or something like that.
It'd be weird if he was claiming it and it wasn't true.
No.
It's a weird flex. But
here's what he was claiming. He was claiming they play in front of packed gyms back east. Like...
Wow.
Like legitimate high school gyms that are packed for eighth graders.
This is just CYO?
Yes, and I was like, come on, man. He's like, it's
AAU thing?
No, it's CYO, but they go deep. Like they have playoffs and tournaments with teams from like outside their region.
You can go set that up. Like ours are usually more in the preseason, not this time of year. I can't imagine that here, but that's here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if somebody from Texas was like, our high school games draw 20,000, you'd be like, I get that.
Yeah, not here.
Not here.
They're packed, but not 20K. Yeah.
Ours have, you know, some parents and some grandparents and polite applause. So no,
I'll double check it. Yeah. I'm going to text them.
Maybe. Wait, where back east?
Philly.
Yeah. Crazy people, and it's cold outside.
Yeah, suburbs. Are they at the Palestra? Like,
no, they're just a nice high school gym. It's probably seat 1,000, 1,500, but still. Damn.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yep.
I'll get some more lowdown from you. We can talk Warriors. Draymond Green, good interview with him. Good stuff from Steve Kerr.
Great question.
And to me, it's obvious that they've kind of been talking about it, but they don't want to let everybody know they've been talking about it or – as far down the road as they might have been. But to me, Kerr, when he said, well, you're already starting to see it.
Exactly.
Man.
Means there's more where that came from, I believe.
I sort of felt that today listening to you guys, listening to the Joes. A lot of talk about Draymond, a lot of calls about Draymond and what the Warriors need to do. And my thought process the whole time is, I think if you're listening closely, the Warriors have already told you they agree with you.
And it's already happened.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
Yeah. It's already happening. I mean, even a game like yesterday, I'm not saying they're making up an injury, but would you have pressed a little bit harder if Draymond were younger and more kind of like a necessity? Right. Or I don't know. But like, for, I don't know. What's weird is I think that some fans, there's such a unique relationship with Draymond Green that some people seem to want to shove this in his face.
Right. And I try not to come down that road,
man. Just understand the Warriors are going to do this very respectfully.
No doubt.
They're going to do it very, and they should.
Yeah.
Right. So when Steve Kerr talks like he's protecting Draymond and saying, I got to do a better job.
I didn't like that part.
Yeah, that's just lip service. That's respect is what that is. That's...
Coach,
view it as respect for Draymond.
And having maybe his back, loyalty to a degree.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Dibs, I crashed out on Twitter. Willard, I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. All caps.
I couldn't, the GI. The general illness, because you guys got me fired up about Porzingis.
About Kristaps.
So I was thinking in the guru math, maybe the sixth game that he plays, that'll happen. But, Sunday morning, I'm ready to hash browns and the Jimmy Dean sausage, and he's not playing the second game. So that took, not sizzle, but I was just like, it's happening fast, what he's been dealing with. So... you know, I didn't think their chances went down, but I was just disappointed. No, Steph, I get that. But yeah. KP, show me again. And then that dropped, and I was like, damn.
But you have to know that is going to be a thing if it's like the rest of this year or next year or wherever he plays next year.
And the next two, he won't make this trip.
Right. So the next two games, he won't play. And then, you know, for him in his life, it's going to be like day to day. And it's different if you're just like, okay, I work at an accounting firm and I'm in a cubicle. Maybe you can like gut out an 8-hour day, but you have to run up and down and be an elite athlete. And if you can't, then you're out.
Also, like, were you shocked, Willard, when you saw that?
No,
I was.
I don't know that I'm jumping to this is the whole POTS thing.
I'm not. It was an OUT. He's sick.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay. He's sick.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
I mean,
maybe it's a bigger deal than that. Maybe the guy has the flu.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But the next two games, he didn't make the trip.
Well, the stupidest thing alive if he's got the flu is to put him on the plane with the Warriors.
I got you.
Yep.
Like, so my mind's not there yet.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, maybe he's sick.
Sure. I mean, that's where my mind goes it's possible, whatever it is. But, I mean, he played and he played a little bit and then now he's sick.
Yeah.
So
you wake up sometimes, you're sick.
Yep. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt.
Like, maybe he's just sick.
Yep. I'm sure Macklin Celebrini is sick
to his stomach.
After that.
Like, 5 a.m. shot. That was great.
I should offer you condolences, Steiny.
Why is that?
Because you are a wannabe Canadian.
Oh. Yeah. I'm very proud of our effort.
USA?
No.
Oh, our effort.
Yeah. Team Canada.
I mean, geez, your effort? Not good enough. Yeah. It's your sport.
But here's the thing. Here's the difference between me and other people. I can tip my cap to the United States. What a gutsy effort. Both men and women. You have to tip your cap. Those were two incredible games. Not a sore loser. Sometimes you get beat, as Don Nelson used to say.
Yeah.
You don't lose. You got beat. So hats off to Team USA.
Plus, you still have universal health care.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow.
Some people would like universal health care in a silver rather than a gold and what we got. So, anyway,
we'll see.
It didn't seem to make any of the
Jack
Canadians.
Hughes comes through his...
Jack Hughes needs a universal dentist. I thought that was the most hilarious post-game interview. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
I mean, he was so great. It was so engaging. And he was so fired up just to be a part of that group and to be an American, but like to listen to him be like, I claim to be American. I was like, this is awesome. He's just got every single thing possible flying out of his mouth. Bless that young man. Good job. I don't know how people are hockey players.
I don't either.
I don't know how
that
people.
That thing could hit you in the face.
I
man. Don't
like when I sort of talked to you guys about this last week. As a Californian, there's not a damn sport in the Winter Olympics that I can look at and be like, yeah, yeah, I could wrap my head around that.
Not even ski?
Hell no.
You've never skied?
I've skied once.
Gotcha.
Once.
And if you're a California kid, where do you go play hockey? Where do you get that at, Dibs?
Oakland Ice. Go ahead, Dibs.
Oakland Ice Center. I mean, they have rinks all over the place, yeah, so you can play. I mean, the Sharks have Macklin Celebrini, and they've got, I'm sure, hockey down there as well. Yeah. So you can play here.
Expensive.
Yep. But I hear you.
Yeah, yeah, to get the ice time. And
yep.
Yeah. A lot of Winter Olympics training happens like before 6 a.m.
Man.
That's when ice skaters and just everybody's up early doing their
thing. Were you up for the tip?
5 a.m.? Start of it?
No chance.
Do you want me to be honest?
No, that's all we are.
No, I woke up. I targeted the second period.
Okay. So what, kinda, 6
about? I was 6:30, 6:40 by the time I turned the TV on. So I was locked in for the third period.
You did?
Third period. Yeah. Right. Same thing, you know.
I was so excited when it was 1-1. I was like, great. Because you feel like you didn't miss anything.
There you go.
I was just like, please don't. You know, you turn the TV on, you wait. I'm like, don't be for nothing.
Exactly.
Don't be for nothing. Oh, God, it's 1-1.
It's just starting.
When did you wake up?
About 7:50, got cussed out by my guy, 49er Frankie. The game's on, you're not watching. That alone Saturday night, nice dinner for him.
Yep.
So, yeah, I got up when I got up, but it was 1-1. Yeah.
At 7:50?
Yeah, it was about that time. Might have been 8:12.
Game about over by then. Yeah,
but it was 1-1. I caught the game winner.
Okay.
Yeah. He's doing you on the time police.
Wait, play that again? Yeah.
Gar.
Okay, you know what
holes
that means?
In that agenda.
Yeah, Gar.
That timetable.
No question.
Gar.
We can get to that in a second. But that sounder right there from Guru means be caller 8 right now. Contest line 415-523-4652. Call right now. You and a plus one are going to Sharks Canadians next Tuesday, March 3rd, with all of us. Caller 8 right now, 415-523-4652. Good luck. And if you don't win today, we do that every day this week.
Who doesn't want that? In the suite, baby.
Yeah, especially now after that. Like, you know, and I heard that Sharks ticket sales are like exploding and people like wanting to go down there and see not only Macklin, but everybody. And so
Will Smith.
Hockey on the rise. I mean, first time in 46 years. They got the thing done.
Last time Sharks made the offs, you know, off the top?
It's been probably 5 years. Is that right?
I'd go under, but.
I'm asking.
I'd go under. Although, you know, the older you get, the faster years go. Yeah. I don't think it feels like three, but that means probably five.
2018,
19.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, seven.
Yeah. Now Ezra Hugo goes, right. Well, he was wrong.
Please.
He was wrong.
Western so Conference Finals.
It's been like 8 years?
Well, no. 2018, 19.
Yep.
So seven-ish.
Seven. This would be seven don't make it.
Yeah.
And
they got a good shot.
Where are they now? Yeah.
I think they're like outside the bubble.
They've lost four in a row.
I don't like it.
And there's no skating game, although there probably should be.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly. Fun.
I mean,
Celebrini looking ahead to the Olympics?
You guys told him what time it started. He's like, damn,
And then Mark asked him who he was rooting for, and he politely declined to answer.
Presidential.
Yeah, I heard that.
Exactly.
Yeah, he didn't want any part of it.
I need help real quick. Richard Jefferson, you're at fault for this. So I enjoyed watching the Warriors, and you know I'm the biggest Steph fan, and there's a million people in that line. Richard Jefferson said after the Thursday night game, lost to Boston, Steph was standing up a lot during the game, cheering the team on, and the game was over, and Rich said on his podcast Friday, he whispered to Steph, like, man, you were up a lot. You were into it. He said, the chef said this to him.
Yeah.
It hurts when I sit. And I'm no doctor. Shout out Pandia. But I'm watching him yesterday get up, and it feels like he's still in some pain. Dibs, like that leg is heavy. Like, it hurts. So yeah. I'm just thinking in my mouth, the guru calendar, is he going to come back after the said five games? But it looks like that leg is not all the way healed.
Right, and it never will be. And so, like, when he comes back, he might get the Dr. Feelgood, injection right in the knee, which, you watch me when we go to 212 and Steiny, all right, gents, does his thing, and he puts his jacket on. Watch me get up, and I'm,
but
20 years older.
He ain't dealing with that.
Not yet, but he's dealing with the same kind of idea, which is, ow, it hurts. And, when you get up, it hurts.
Wow.
The first few steps. For sure.
Doc Pandya weighed in on exactly what you're talking
about. What did he say? I'm all ears.
And you're talking about it hurts when I sit down. Quote, this is one of the classic symptoms of patients with runner's knee or patellofemoral syndrome.
Mm. Oh.
When people are sitting down, the kneecap compresses against the femur, causing pain. It's sometimes called the theater sign, since people have a tough time sitting down to walk.
Wow.
So there you have it.
So, yeah, P-A-I-N is what he did. Shout out to House of Pain.
I mean, this is like...
Yeah, I got you. Would you say serious or for the chef?
Well, I mean, it's serious because it's Steph.
The next update will be big, right?
I want to let everyone know that Ron Krojcik of The Chronicle is going to join us in an hour.
Okay.
And he did an extensive one-on-one with Steph and came away with the head.
It's cold out there today. Colder than the Grand Slam bat flip that Vlad Jr. unleashed against the Yankees in the ALDS. But do you know where it's toasty and warm and where baseball's hot stove is brewing along? The Morning Lineup Podcast. We're here Monday through Friday, first thing in the morning, to deliver you all the trades, signings, and news from the MLB offseason. All in under 10 minutes on anywhere you get your podcasts. Come in from the cold and join us.
Line of Steph. Seems frustrated.
Wow.
By where this is.
And that's what I must be seeing too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like he's in pain.
The thing Kerr said that I thought was interesting was, I don't know if you used the word protect when you asked him the question, but he said, what are we protecting him from? And then he said something like, there's nothing he can do now that'll hurt next year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. The more rest, the better, right?
Dibs.
He's the doctor.
Yes, in the short term, but long term, if you have this, he's 38.
Right.
Guys, don't you get it?
It'll eventually come back next year, won't it?
Right, because he's played how many minutes? He's played how many games? Oh, he's done how many cuts? How many, stagger screens and the floppy action and how many, jabs and injuries and all the rest of it? It's not going to ever be oh, yeah, I'm good now. I sat out for a month.
Right.
I'm back. No, it's going to hurt forever.
This is kind of my favorite thing is when they talk about injuries and they go, well, he can't make it worse. I'm like, well, that's impossible.
That's successful surgery.
Of course you can. Right. Of course you can. You could overcompensate and hurt something else. You could get whacked right in the right spot.
Yeah, that's
so,
wow.
I'm also not I get where you're coming from, yeah. Dibs, but I don't know that we can just firmly say, that's it. This is going to hurt forever.
But Thursday was just a few days ago. If he told Rich and Rich was telling the truth, it hurts when I sit, then that's cryptic to me.
Doc Pandya's got another update the exact same day about how the knee is going in the right direction based on what they're telling him. So, but, he's also not the Warriors team doctor. I don't know, but he's going to miss at least, 3 to 5
so
more
can
names.
They bottle up more of what we saw yesterday, obviously, with wins, and then when he gets back, it's just, boom, let's just add that ingredient to what we already got and let's take off, or what do you think?
Of course not. No, they have to get worse so that we can all scream at each other that the Warriors are better without Steph Curry.
Man. Yep.
And they're not.
That works.
Yeah.
Of course not. No, but yesterday was, that's pretty fun.
Man.
Dylan Brooks broke his
assists.
Hand.
We saw that. We talked about it.
Western Conference is...
And you got... I asked Steiny, can I use layups with Memphis and New Orleans? Or this iteration of the Warriors, you can't use layups?
No. Not with the back-to-back, too.
They could... Those same players that played well yesterday might not play well
and
tomorrow.
And Pods had not, and he did what he did. Kudos, man.
Yep.
Can you and I make a pact?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you have a bone to pick with me.
Oh, you'd almost let me out of here. Well, Stein's got his jacket on.
No. So that's what I was going to say. You have a bone to pick with me, and I have a bone to pick with you. So maybe we save it till Friday.
I would. You know what my bone is. I would know. Can you give me a... Let me guess. Just a trade before...
Take one guess.
Hurry with your guess.
I don't care what your guess is.
Am I Tweet Willard?
No. No, but you
this is a Ford ATs. I love it.
You owe me and my wife $20.
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
The best thing is I got it.
Don't give him too much.
Okay.
We got all week.
All right. Steiny, we made a bet at the Super Bowl at the Bay Street.
You guys can talk amongst yourselves and figure it out. Ron Kreutzer coming up at...
Yeah, what sport sounds like...
Oh.
Handball.
Guy Santos is coming on with us again today.
Yeah, Guy.
Yeah. Nice. He came on 2 weeks ago and he loved it so much. Like, let me know those guys again.
No other players responded to Raymond
Ritter.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites right now.
Yeah. When the plane lands. Yeah.
All right. Have a great one, Jason.
Yeah, 95.7.
Whittler Dibbs, can you lay out for a second? Shut up!
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.